We saw all of these pictures of the selfie that Barack Obama took with the Danish Prime Minister and at the funeral and the memorial of Nelson Mandela, and Michelle Obama sitting next to him with a dirty look on her face, and everybody, this became a meme all over Facebook. I saw it everywhere. Did you see this picture?
The one when Barack Obama's taken like a little publicity snapshot with somebody with a big grin on his face leaning into the camera and all of that kind of stuff at Nelson Mandela's funeral. While his wife sits not two seats from him going, "You frickin' knob cheese."
Yes, exactly. Yes. And we all gravitated toward that and we wrote about it. I didn't. But a lot of media, alternative and mainstream, grabbed onto it. Fox News said that it was an international incident and tisking that could be heard across the continents. This was a very, very big deal, but no one took notice of eight photographs that everyone should have been reporting on, which would have replaced this selfie distraction. And I'm bringing this up because it's that easy to be distracted. The selfie is sensational. That should be your first tip-off that you're being distracted. So this is out of Policy Mike, like I mentioned. The first image, I wish that we could do like a presentation.
I can record your screen if you want to share screen on Skype. I can record this for the YouTube audience later.
You know what? Let's do that again. Let's record this again
Okay.
and do that. Absolutely. The first picture is a picture of Obama standing next to former President George W. Bush on Air Force One as they flew to the memorial. They flew together. There's another picture of them all sitting there with their wives. Condoleezza Rice is in this picture. Janet, oh God, I'm drawing a blank.
Reno?
No, Valerie Jarrett. I'm sorry, Valerie Jarrett is sitting there. So Bush and his wife, and Obama and his wife, and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett are all sitting around having dinner and having a great time. Then there's another picture of Eric Holder. They're all at the same table. Eric Holder is now there. He's wearing a really cool leather jacket with some sunglasses, and Bush is there. And now Hillary Clinton is sitting there, and she's showing them images on her tablet, and they're all laughing and having a great time. And then there's another picture of Obama after the memorial where they were all schmoozing with globalist puppet Bono and his wife, and they're having a good time. There's a picture of the Clintons and the Bushes sitting together as they did. They spent the whole day together at this memorial. And there's another picture at the end of all of them getting back on Air Force One and hanging out together as they ride back home. That is the real story that should have been. These are the pictures that if anyone was going to talk about pictures, they would have put these pictures out there and showed the audience, showed everyone how integral these alleged political adversaries are, where they, three families, the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Obamas, going together on a trip to South Africa, hanging out, having a good time, and going to pay homage to Nelson Mandela, for whatever reason you want to talk about. These three families are hanging out like they hang out every weekend. And that is what we should be talking about, folks, not the distraction of the sensational picture with the Danish Prime Minister, who happens to be a tall, thin blonde, and Michelle Obama's sitting there pissed off because her husband's looking at a tall blonde. That's not news, ladies and
Hey,
gentlemen.
Suzanne, a picture
Yes.
says 1,000 words. But sometimes the picture they show you tells you 1,000 words of nonsense just to distract you from the pictures that really matter and say the words that truly expose the truth.